Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here as we are kicking off what will be a week of a lot of fun. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is what's happening, and there is already an audience here, so thank you guys for coming tonight. I really appreciate your time, because there's always something else that is vying for it here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. By the way, it's Ian in the studio with you tonight.
And King Mark the First.
Mark, you literally are dressed as royalty tonight. You actually got a sword this time, though. It's a kind of a different outfit than what you had in the studio, what, about a week or so ago?
Yes, I was crowned on the air, and I realized in that moment that I self-identify as the king.
That is, well, wonderful, I guess. Now, whether or not anyone else wants to recognize your kingness is, of course, up to them.
Right? I suppose that's the case.
How's that been going here at Porkfest? What have the reactions been that you've received?
I've found many loyal subjects, some going so far as to come down on their knees before me.
Wow, okay. Impressive. So we're here at Porkfest. Mark, what is it?
Porcupine Freedom Festival is, well, it's the one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world. I mean, we've got libertarians from all over the world that come here to camp in the woods for a week, and it is always a blast. Many have described it as a life-changing experience. We'll have speakers, family events, parties.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
And there's always new people who are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, normally when I'm in front of a large crowd, we do not have a large crowd here tonight. It's the first night. Not even all the vendors are set up. And but still, how many first time? Porkfest first time. Wow! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we have like a good 90% of our audience that is brand new at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is quite the occasion. It's a lot of fun to be here. I hope that you guys are already enjoying it, and that that you continue to do so here. Now, of course, we will take your calls, as always, although as soon as I can get the phone screening software up, at the moment we are having technical difficulties, as it tends to happen here.
On the first evening. We're lucky to be live on the first segment,
yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about that.
I'd say that's progress, because generally that's not the case.
So you guys carpooled up, or was there a convoy, Mark? How did you get up here tonight?
I came up with Virgil Viduva from truthvoice.com and his family. He rented a motor home, and we brought the Prius. So it was kind of like Smokey and the Bandit. You know, we were kind of going ahead and making sure everything's fine. Of course, we were using Waze. It's an app that you can get for your, I guess, iPhone or Android. And what it allows you to do is sort of know where the speed traps are, know what the best routes to take are. They'll route you around problems. It's really great. There weren't any problems, so it wasn't particularly useful. But, yeah, it was nice to see the other little Wazers out there, and I imagine quite a few of them were on their way to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. At least that's what it looked like.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's always a good time here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Of course, we have other things to talk about tonight, including the story about Reason, which we really didn't get to. I mean, it kind of broke on, I don't know if it was Friday, about how the government has stifled their freedom of speech from the Hit and Run blog over at Reason.com. Mark, did you heard about this story with the orders, So a grand jury subpoena, things like that?
I didn't know about the grand jury subpoena, but basically they wanted some information on some people that made a threat against a federal judge, that federal judge that in the Ross Ulbricht case.
For the past 2 weeks, Reason, a magazine dedicated to free minds and free markets, has been barred by an order from the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York from speaking publicly about a grand jury subpoena that the court sent to Reason.com. This is that crazy stuff that we've talked about here on Free Talk Live with the warrant canary thing, where you get a threatening letter from the government,
right,
that says you can't talk about how you've received this threatening letter.
Right.
This has now happened to Reason.com.
So what they do?
Well,
they wrote about it?
The subpoena demanded the records of six people who left hyperbolic comments at the website about the federal judge who oversaw the controversial conviction of Silk Road founder Ross Ulbricht. Shortly after the subpoena was issued, the government issued a gag order prohibiting Reason not only from discussing the matter, but even acknowledging the existence of the subpoena.
It's really a free country when you can't even talk about cases the government has brought against you. They're essentially disappearing your ability to speak about them.
Yeah, and I'm not yet sure what happened as of, why are they talking about it now when they weren't 2 weeks ago. Hopefully we'll find that out here. If you want to join us, of course, the toll-free number is 855-453. If you support the idea of these keep-it-silent gag orders where you are not allowed legally, they're going to come after you even harder if you do, to talk about this, to talk about what they're doing to you. According to the story here.
I'm stunned, I guess.
As a wide variety of
as your king, I would never do this to you.
As a wide variety of media outlets have noted, such actions on the part of the government are not only fundamentally misguided and misdirected, they have a tangible chilling effect on free expression by commenters and publications alike. So, yeah, they went after people, or they're going after Reason, so they can then go after the people who made comments on the story about the Silk Road with this crazy, awful judge who really loves the state, who's, cracking down and not allowing Ross Ulbricht and his attorneys to present their case. And there's all kinds of ridiculous decisions that this woman made that clearly showed early on that she was favoring the prosecution in the Ulbricht case. And for those that don't know, that's the guy who's been charged with running the Silk Road found guilty.
Yeah, it was what it seemed obvious to me, just sitting here and seeing the rulings, that it was pretty clear that she was going to run this through from the very start, and she did. And it was what was sort of sad about it, I guess, the most sad part was Ulbricht's attorney was as compliant as he possibly could be with some edicts that the judge had regarding free speech. So one of the incidents was some activists were out there in front of the courthouse sort of protesting in favor of Ross Ulbricht, handing out jury nullification information, that sort of thing. This is a 1,000-year right of jurors in the English common law system. And she said that basically, if you don't have your minions go away, I will sequester the jury. And, like we care what happens to the jury. They did that.
Wait, who cares what happens to the jury?
I don't really care what happens to the jury in the Ross Ulbricht case. I don't care if they get sequestered.
Yeah. I guess the viewpoint was
I understand what the viewpoint was.
Maybe you understand, but our listeners might not. So the viewpoint that was sort of excusing bowing down for this threat was that, if they're sequestered, then they'll think that Ross is some sort of criminal mastermind.
Right, trying to kill them.
Drug lord who has a hit out on the jury. And at least that was the idea. And, of course, as a result, then the activist pulled out because his mom and his attorney were saying, please don't come back. Basically.
But what were the results? I mean, was there any positive result from doing that?
No, absolutely not.
Right. I mean, the jurors found him guilty and the judge gave him life, right?
That's correct. I feel like it
How much worse could it have been? He was not facing the death penalty.
Yeah.
He was found guilty and got life. Thanks for your cooperation.
But this is what happens. I mean, they put the pressure on mom. They put the pressure on the family.
Wouldn't you like it if we didn't send your son away forever and ever for never harming anyone?
Now, she's going to be here, by the way. Lynn Ulbricht is at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I haven't seen her yet, but she's supposed to be speaking at some point here this weekend, so maybe we'll get her on and I don't know. I wonder what her reflections are, given that she really wanted to kind of control as much as she could about, what were people hearing? Like at one point I had a letter from Ross. It was written to an activist in Keene. And when I published that, she called and wanted that pulled down because she wanted Ross to have the greatest chance at sentencing, basically.
Sure.
And somehow the belief was that the prosecutors would see this, they'd print it up, and that would somehow, hurt him at sentencing. But I suspect it was not the letter from Ross that we published that resulted in him getting life sentence.
I mean,
it's just as federal prisoners have told us who contacted the show, they believe that if you don't take the plea deal at the federal level, they come at you with the maximum. Remember, the federal prisoners
didn't give him a plea deal, did they?
I don't recall if he was offered a deal.
No,
somebody saying no?
They intended to give him life in prison in order to send a message to anybody who might create one of these things again, although there are dozens on the dark net now.
Exactly.
And they're not doing anything. They can't do anything about that.
Let's come back with more about this with a reason story as well. I want to get more into that, what happened there. And they're saying now they can talk about this for the first time. Apparently, it was some sort of motion filed that the court has allowed them to speak.
I wonder what they paid for that.
This matter.
Imagine
they have some attorneys on staff over there at Reason. There's more coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can't use Skype while we're on live in location here in the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, we're back from Porkfest 2015, the 12th annual edition of this awesome festival. There is nothing quite like it. It has been called the Burning Man, the libertarian Burning Man. And having never been to Burning Man, I can't really say how accurate that is. I mean, I've certainly seen pictures, I've seen videos, I've read about Burning Man. I have friends who've been to Burning Man, but I myself have not been. And I suspect it's actually very, very different.
We kind of have to work, you know?
It's very, very different in a lot of ways. I mean, Burning Man, for instance, sort of more of like a hippie vibe. Not to say there aren't hippies around here, I mean, I certainly qualify. But a little bit more of a lefty, collectivist kind of commie vibe at Burning Man. At least from what I've heard, you are not allowed to buy or sell anything at Burning Man. You are supposed to participate in what they call the gift economy. And that means that you're supposed to bring things that you give away to people, basically. The idea being that...
Let's get rid of money and go back to barter is really the idea, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the idea. No, not really. No, barter wouldn't really apply here. It's a gift economy, so that's what they say, where you would just give it away. When someone comes and asks for a meal, you give the person a meal if it's your role, if you will.
I imagine that works out for about the first day.
Well, actually, apparently it works out for the entire time at the Burning Man, from what I understand. Now, if you've been there and you want to clarify your experience, you're welcome to share it here, toll-free at 855-453. I do have my phone screening software up and purportedly connected. It's always one of the challenges at the very beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival is the connection aspect here, but we should be good, and you can join us toll-free at 855-453. And again, you know, what sort of experience do you have at the Burning Man Festival? Because it's like a totally different setup. If you show up there intending to sell something, you'll be looked down upon, Mark.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're not going to be able to go sell things at Burning Man, but here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, people are set up already with their tents to vend their wares, be they food or jewelry or clothing. I've seen all kinds of different things available, and this is, I mean, it's just not even really gotten started yet, and I'm excited. I think that this is it's an awesome way to have a really great time at the festival. You can come here, pay for your, you know, your travel, your lodging, and everything by selling some stuff and having plenty of people to talk to at the same time.
Yeah, it really is sort of like an open marketplace. We can talk more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we certainly will be doing so, and I'm sure talking to interesting people throughout the week. But there's also news to discuss, and what's going on with Reason Magazine under threat to not reveal the fact that they've been subpoenaed. Information that the federal government, basically the U.S. District Courts, want to know who was commenting on their website, leaving comments about the judge in the Ross Ulbricht case. They've received this subpoena. They also received a gag order ordering them not to talk about it. Apparently, after preparing an extensive legal brief, Reason asked that the U.S. Attorney's Office join with it in asking that the gag order, now moot and clearly an unconstitutional prior restraint, be lifted. This morning, the U.S. Attorney's Office, this was written Friday, asked the court to vacate the order, which it did. We are free to tell the story for the first time.
Well, I think that's great. What bothers me more is that they vacated it, and that means that people who don't have expensive attorneys can't get these things vacated. I mean, if it had been defeated somehow.
Yeah, if they'd been filing their own paperwork, would they have been as successful as the paid attorneys?
I suspect not. Let me tell you real quick about a very successful webcomic. It's the Liberty-themed epic sci-fi webcomic story called Quantum Vibe. It has recently concluded Volume 3, and it's available the last day of June through booksellers everywhere, but you'll be able to get it coming up here on Wednesday. They have advanced copies that are going to be signed right here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you're going to be here, if you're really excited about Quantum Vibe, please come on down. But if you're going to be here, stop by Site 27, like I will, and get your copy of Quantum Vibe Volume 3.
Now, will you get to meet Scott Beezer?
Absolutely. Scott Beezer will be there with his brother. His brother doesn't draw and do the comic, but
he helps run the back office.
He helps run the thing. I'm sure Frank isn't the most exciting part. Scott is the artist and the writer. Quantum Vibe Venus 23 will be launched, or has launched, I'm sorry, June the 8th. And it's an all-new story set in the same fictional universe with new characters and some familiar ones. You can check it out at quantumvibe.com. When you get there at quantumvibe.com, click on the Big Head Press link and go and see all their other Liberty-themed comics. Because this is it. They are the Liberty-themed comic publisher, quantumvibe.com.
All right, so more about Reason.com. After preparing an extensive legal brief, Reason, again, asked them to lift this gag order. On May 31st, they did agree. Nick Gillespie published a post at Reason's hit-and-run blog discussing Silk Road founders Ross Ulbricht's haunting sentencing letter to District Court Judge Catherine Forrest and the judge's harsh response. Gillespie noted that Forrest, quote, more than threw the book, unquote, at Ulbricht by giving him a life sentence, which was a punishment beyond even what prosecutors had asked for.
Right.
I believe they had asked for at least 25 years, but
yeah,
they were
gave him life.
They did want to hear more. And she gave him all they could possibly want. And now, he is appealing, by the way. I don't think they mentioned that in this story, but Ross has filed his appeal, and hopefully he'll have a chance, given the DEA agent and the Secret Service agent who were investigating him turned out they were totally corrupt and essentially were working behind the scenes to extract money from the website and all kinds of other nonsense.
So, right. There's cops have been arrested over this case.
One pled guilty. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, I did.
It was the Secret Service guy who pled guilty, so I imagine he's squawking about the other cop. Anyway, in a federal grand jury subpoena dated June 2nd, the U.S. District Court commanded Reason.com to turn over any and all identifying information about people who were posting comments. Six readers specifically had drawn the investigative ire of the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York. It's the first time that Reason.com has received such a subpoena from any arm of government. And it's a scary concept here, the idea being that you're going to be legally responsible to some extent, at the very least, to jump through these hoops, right? If somebody says something that the government doesn't like on your website, that's what we're talking about here. Someone posted something that they don't like, something they interpreted as a supposed threat. I don't have the actual quotes in front of me at the moment. Maybe we can dig those up. But welcome to the internet. I mean, there's all kinds of people posting ridiculous nonsense.
Well, people get upset and they say silly things, and the things that they said in the past were just said over glasses of beer amongst friends, right?
Sure.
And now they're said on the internet, and an organization, I'd point out, that is the press, is now therefore asked to, I don't know about violate the First Amendment, but asked to sort of go in government in cahoots against someone's use of speech.
Yeah, you're sort of violating the right to be anonymous, essentially, that somebody's posting on these commenting forums. They're not posting under their real name. They clearly want anonymity, and by violating that, you know, you're violating, essentially, the press turning over their source, right? As an agent of the press, you should have the right to protect your sources, and in this case, your source would be the people who are commenting. Now, you would probably, someone would argue, well, if these guys are threatening to murder a judge, and again, I haven't read the quotes.
Right, and I mean, I think a threat is, I don't believe a threat is protected speech. I really don't believe that. But
so do you support Reason being forced to turn over this information?
I think that it all comes down to, if I threaten to kill the king of Saudi Arabia, does anybody take me seriously? Like, I'm way over here.
All right, we're going to come back with more of your thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. It is the live Sunday edition here of Free Talk Live. We're live at Porkfest 2015. More on the way in moments.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. You are connected with Free Talk Live, and we're doing our show extra live, more so than normal. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which we've been at now since 2007. Mark, you and I, we made the move here to New Hampshire as early movers as part of the Free State Project. We made the move here back in 2006, but we came after the Porcupine Freedom Festival had completed for that year, and so we went in 07. How do you think, would it have been any different for you as far as, you know, wanting to move here? Because you kind of followed me up here as, you know, I dragged the show up and dragged you with me to some extent.
Yeah, in many cases, I mean, really, and to some extent that was it. I mean, essentially, if I wanted to continue to be on the radio, yeah, I had to go up with you. I probably could have delayed your move, but I couldn't have stopped it.
Do you think it would have been different for you had you attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival in 2006? And at that time, it was a much smaller event, probably a few hundred people at that event would be my guess at that time, as compared to now with what will likely be over 1,500 people here throughout the week. Would that have been something that was like, wow, you know, there's really something happening here? Or would it have still been, oh, these crazy kooks in the woods moving to New Hampshire? I mean, what would have...
Well, I think that in order to be, you know, to find the Porcupine Freedom Festival to be the life-changing experience that it is, you need to really, you need to be into the ideas of liberty. Like, you need to have found this message, and yeah, it needs to have really resonated with you in a way that, you know, it motivates you. You also sort of need to, if you're pretty thoroughly employed in a particular place, that's going to be tough. Like jobs and family are probably, and jobs, family, and weather. And I consider weather to be the silliest of the reasons, but I suppose some people really can't handle the cold. Those are the reasons people choose not to move. But if somebody's using those reasons to not move, I don't think that they're particularly a prospect anyway. So what it's about is that once people say there are people that are as passionate about the ideas of liberty as I am, then that's what really gets them to move. Now, Porkfest itself, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is a really great event. Like, I can assure you my wife would have never moved to New Hampshire on her own for the Free State Project. She's, you know, that wasn't important to her. These weren't her ideas. None of that stuff. But, you know, essentially we were talking about it this year, and I can't remember what the statement was, but I was like, do you want to go to the Porkfest? Because she doesn't have to go. I could just come up here and do it, or, you know, I could...
Well, Jack loves to come up here, right?
Right, and so...
Your son.
Right, my son, Jack, who's seven. This is... He loves Porkfest. I mean, he jumps up and down when we say the word Porkfest.
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, there's lots of kids to play with, and Laura has lots of moms to talk to, and, you know, the whole... You know, she's really into the all-natural diet and these kind of things, and there's so many speeches on that, and the ladies get together and they talk about these things. So, you know, for her, she could have stayed home, and she decided, no, absolutely, I'd love to come to Porkfest. So even somebody who's not that into the ideas of liberty still loves Porkfest.
I love this event. It's a great event, and we'd love to have you join us here. It's just barely getting started. It's not too late for you to show up in northern New Hampshire. If you're in the New England area and you have a way to get here, you should do that. Even if you don't have a way to get here, there are people coming from all around the country all week long. There's probably somebody who's driving past or driving nearby where you live. There have been people who have posted on the Porkfest Facebook group, for instance, and, you know, hey, need to get a ride, and then somebody else will say, well, you know, I'm coming through that area, and sometimes it just falls together when you want to come to
an event
like this.
That's the case.
So, yeah, please, you know, join us here, porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll talk more about reason here in a moment. Actually, we'll talk to you in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know about Peacekeeper 2.0. They are developing a new version of Peacekeeper. The first one hit late last year, and while it was a brilliant concept of bringing people together who want to sort of provide emergency services, response services to folks sort of outside of the system, it had some bad bugs. Like, it had some serious issues that needed to be developed or needed to be fixed, and further development can do that. So they're looking to raise some money to do that, and you can help them with their Indiegogo campaign. And, of course, get perks by going to pk.freetalklive.com. They're going to hire a new developer who's going to create a powerful, bug-free system, and they're looking to bring in 100,000 users in the next year alone. So you can help them out and show the state what real change looks like at pk.freetalklive.com. When it's done, it's going to be a fast, flexible alert system that can help keep you safe better than dialing 911. So go to PK, as in Peacekeeper, pk.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Alma. She is in Florida. It is the live Sunday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Alma, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm in Georgia.
Oh, okay, they put you as... you're right. It does say Georgia
matter.
Here.
I'm on the
Sorry
internet.
About that.
It doesn't matter, sweetheart.
You go right ahead there, Alma.
I can be anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter to me.
Thank you
but,
for being
you know,
here with us.
Barn is great. I've done it. I have sown a lot, and I have bartered through my sowing. And you can get metal works. You can get all kinds of stuff from men just for sowing. So bartering is great. And there's no money exchanged. It's just your little hard work, and, you know, it's a good thing. But, you know,
yeah, I think barter is awesome. It's great if you've got a skill and you can trade off.
It is wonderful, isn't it?
Now,
you don't have
how do you barter with people, Alma? How do you connect with them to barter with
them? I had people. One man, I made him a coat for reenactment. We did reenactment.
Oh, okay.
That was not fun coat to make. And he made me this grill that you put down in the ground and you cooked on it out of steel, iron. America.
You know, it is wonderful when the market can work out like that, when two people who want something from one another can find each other and provide that. Thank you, Alma, for the call. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, and there are, of course, our barter exchanges, which help facilitate this. I remember there was one down in Florida, Mark, where you and I were from. They used to advertise on the radio. And, like, what was it called? The International Barter Exchange?
Barter Exchange, yeah. There's another one called iTex that's out there. But they sort of take a percentage of what it is that you're trading. And that's kind of, it just goes to show, I mean, when it comes down to barter, for instance, you know, maybe if I produce radio commercials and another guy grows chickens, he doesn't need a radio commercial for his chicken farm. Or has already gotten one, and I'm still wanting to eat chicken. And so barter can be difficult to implement, and having an exchange is a great idea, but the exchange is going to cost money. That's why they can charge something to run the exchange. That's why we created money.
Right, and now we've got better money than ever before with, of course, the advent of Bitcoin, which is huge here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So one of the nice things about Bitcoin is it actually... it's global, and yet it brings trade very, very, it makes it very, very personal. It brings it home, and that's because everybody can participate in Bitcoin, people all around the world. So no more do you need to pay ridiculous percentages to transfer money from point one or point A to point B. With Bitcoin, that problem is solved immediately. Now,
you see the big old Bitcoin tent here?
Inflatable thing. Yeah,
yes.
Didn't know that was considered a tent. I was actually looking for
it keeps
Bitcoin.
The rain off.
I was looking for a Bitcoin tent earlier, but I didn't find that. So I think there's supposed to be some sort of Bitcoin tent that's different from the inflatable thing.
I don't know,
but I don't know either. We're still trying to get our bearings here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Mark, what time did you arrive this afternoon?
4:30.
Yeah, I came in here probably about 3 o'clock, and
Eastern.
We came up with a big caravan, like a convoy. 8 vehicles coming up from Keene, New Hampshire. We had folks who are from Keene that came up. We had people who are not from Keene who have, not yet even moved to New Hampshire that sort of made a pit stop in Keene and then stayed overnight and headed out with us in the morning. So it was cool to do that. You know, everybody got their two-way radios, and we got ourselves a convoy heading up to
11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, exactly. So it's fun to be up here, and that's, again, everything's just getting started. There's really not much on the itinerary. If you look at the schedule for Sunday, there's really next to nothing going on. So it's really just arrival, set up camp, and go and talk to people day.
Yeah, I guess it is. Well, that's kind of how Sunday went anyway. They just included it in the schedule now.
All right, we're going to come back. Oh, there was there's a merengue dancing class apparently tonight, as well as a movie night and an evening wildlife tour of the Great North Woods. So there's always something else happening besides sitting here and listening to Free Talk Live. So thank you guys for joining us. We're going to continue with more from Porkfest 2015. Our toll-free number is 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents. 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59. Plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, we're back with more Free Talk Live, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Always interesting things happening here, and the week, of course, is just getting started. People are starting to filter into the campgrounds. They're getting their campsites set up, the vendors. Some are already open, and I mentioned dozens more will be within the next 24 to 48 hours. There's always fresh food available here. Good people to talk to, great conversation. You want to be here if you can. Porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. It goes through the 28th, so we've got a full week. This is show number 1 of 7 here tonight, so there's a lot of Free Talk Live still to come here from this event. And, of course, if you support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You go to amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $5 per month. You can help support us getting on more radio stations all around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, bringing our satellite signal to new continents around the globe. We're going to be back on in Africa starting on July 1st, so I'm very excited about that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P as in advertise, market, and promote. amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, amp-only Facebook group, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Reason Magazine and their subpoena where they had to give up some information, according to the federal government, about an investigation that was being conducted regarding six of their readers, six people who commented on their commenting section in regards to the story about Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, who's sentenced to life in prison. Some people apparently wrote some nasty stuff about a federal judge. And, Mark, you have pulled up from rawstory.com the list of those supposedly threatening comments.
Yeah, that's just so people know what was said. I've got this one here from Alan 15-31-15. It's judges like this that judges like these that will be taken out back and shot. FTFY. What is FTFY?
Some sort of internet thing. I don't know.
Okay.
What it stands for.
Sure.
You'll have to Google that one.
Yeah. Well,
fix that for you. I think that's what it is. Isn't that fix that for you?
No.
No.
Can't be that because that doesn't fit. Anyway, for the effing win. I see. So it's FTW with an extra.
It is also fix that for you, but yeah, in that
okay
context. That's not a threat. That's not a threat. What do you think?
Yeah, this is a prediction about the future.
Right.
However, Croker 16-1-15 says, why waste ammunition? Wood chippers get the message across clearly, especially if you feed them in feet first.
Clearly not a serious threat, right? Like, I mean, really? That's supposed to be a threat against somebody? They're going to wood chipper the judge?
Well, it's even Cloudbuster 16-1-15 says, why do it out back? Shoot them out in front in the steps of the courthouse.
That's more of a suggestion than it is a threat, right? Although I can see why somebody would not like something like that being written.
It was still talking about a situation there was a prediction, right? Judges like that will be taken out back and shot.
Mm-hmm. Why do it out back?
Yeah, why do it out back? So it could be still talking about this future where the prediction is that bad judges will be killed out back, and the other person says, why kill them out back? Why not kill them out front?
Which, by the way, I don't support this. I mean, I don't support this particular viewpoint. I understand this woman is an awful harridan, and I can understand why people want to see harm befall her, but I would prefer that she just be forgiven and stripped of any kind of control she has over people's lives.
Yeah, there's, I mean, I think that threats of force go beyond freedom of speech. I think when one makes a threat, that's the case.
But are these threats?
Right. Well, the question is a threat viable? Right? So, for instance, let's take the argumentum ad absurdum. Often, take an argument to its absurd length and see whether it works. So my son and I are role-playing. Sometimes we do this with the foam swords and stuff. I like to teach him how to fight with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
And he will say, I'm going to kill you. Now, can I use that circumstance to then pull out a gun and shoot my 7-year-old?
No, that would be inappropriate. I think most everybody would
that'd be murder,
laugh
would it?
At you if you then gave that as an excuse.
Really? If I told the police officer, he told me he was holding a foam sword in his hand, and he said he was going to kill me. Now, he's a heck of a lot closer than these posters on the internet. I don't know. Like, I just don't know the answer.
I don't think you would have a right to kill Jack even if he was holding a real knife and saying he was going to kill you. At his age, you can physically control him. You can likely stop a knife thrust.
Well, I wouldn't. Even if he was holding a gun, I wouldn't. I wouldn't kill him.
Oh, right. Okay.
If he was holding a gun, I wouldn't kill him.
Right, but you could stop him from stabbing you, so therefore it's unrealistic to believe the threat, right?
It's unrealistic to believe that he would stab me. But
I know that. We're talking about the possessed Jack who has now decided to threaten you with a knife. You came up with this scenario.
No, I didn't. I didn't come up with a possessed one. I came up with a Jack who was doing a role-playing game with a foam sword in his hand.
Oh, I was coming up with a possessed Jack.
Yeah, I don't know what he was
actually threatening
by.
You with a, we're talking about something that doesn't exist in reality here.
Apparently.
Okay?
It's all in your head.
Yeah. Just go with me on this.
No, I'm not going with you on this. You're talking about killing my kid. No, so I think that it's the question you have to ask when a threat is levied is how realistic is the threat? And I don't know. I can see why law enforcement may want to speak to these people, whoever they are, but I don't think
I suspect they're not going to be just speaking to these folks. I mean, they're investigating them because they intend to bring charges
against them. I suspect
that's
the case.
Yeah.
And, there you go. Let's go on with it.
More of that. Yeah, so what are we through? Three or four of them?
Yeah. Rywun 15-31-15. I think these have something to do with the date or something of when they started their subscription to Reason.
Milt, maybe military time.
Yeah, maybe. It says, this one's just this is an ontological threat. I hope that there's a place in hell reserved for that horrible woman.
A special place, it says.
A special place in hell, right? They didn't even capitalize hell.
That's clearly not a threat.
Are they talking about, where are they talking about if it's not capitalized? I don't even know. I mean, that's ridiculous. This is just a hope that God will punish this woman sometime in the future.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
Not an unreasonable thing for somebody to hope for.
They're claiming that there are six threats here. I'm not sure how many threats there are.
Six people. who are being investigated.
Why would they investigate this person?
You tell me, man.
Alan, the one that says that judges like this will be taken out back and shot, fix that for you, says that there is a special place in hell reserved for that horrible woman. So that, in fact, is assuring Rywin that that's the case. Product placement, 153115, says, I'd prefer a hellish place on earth be reserved for her as well. So again, not a threat.
Okay. Well,
just a hope.
Yeah, I'd prefer.
Right.
Yeah.
Croker, again, the one that appears to be the most upset. F that. I don't want to pay for that see you next Tuesdays food, housing, and medical. Send her through the wood chipper.
And is that the same person who said earlier about the wood chipper thing?
He's pretty serious about the wood chipper, right? Why waste ammunition? Wood chippers get the message across clearly, especially if you feed them in feet first. I mean, if she hasn't been wood chipped at this point, I wonder how serious this threat is.
I think the closest thing to the threat would be the idea of shooting her out front.
No.
On the steps of the courthouse.
You think that Cloudbuster says...
Why do it out back? Shoot them out front, meaning judges in general, I guess, on the steps of the courthouse.
Right. So judges like that... So Alan says judges like these... It's judges like these that will be taken out back and shot. And then Cloudbuster says, why do it out back? Shoot them out front on the steps of the courthouse.
But still, it's not a threat against a specific individual. It's not a threat against this judge specifically. And further, it's more of a theory about what could happen in the future. It's not saying that this is going to definitely happen.
See, I think Croker is the one that makes the most serious threat here. So Croker's
with the wood chipper.
Yes. Why waste ammunition? Wood chippers get the message across clearly, especially if you feed them in.
But I think you got to discount that because it's so absurd. I mean,
and there's no actual leveling force. I will wood chip at this time, this judge, right?
Right. Like, he's only making a suggestion.
Ask a question, why waste ammunition?
Right. And again, he's within the same context of, oh, this could happen in the future. Hey, you don't want to waste ammunition. Bring the wood chipper around.
Right. And then
put every judge into it. I mean, he's threatening. I mean, if you get
judges like these.
Judges like these.
Right. Okay. Croker says, says that he doesn't want to pay for her food, housing, and medical, so suggests send her through the wood chipper. So he's being very specific about the judge here.
Really? Where was that later? Okay. Yeah, the last comment here.
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, I think that some of these statements are a little absurd, but I'm sure that one of our listeners has suggested that I be sent through a wood chipper in the past. I mean, 12 years on the radio?
Something Witt would say down in Arizona. Or James.
He's
going to
be sending that email shortly.
Wood chipper. I think that, you know, this is so absurd, it's so ridiculous on its face that this isn't something anybody should take seriously. I don't think this is a serious criminal threat. And I think you really have to stretch to even claim this is a threat in the first place.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, it's a bit of a stretch. It's not clear.
You could share your thoughts here. Are those statements that Mark just echoed there, are those threats? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here, and we are live on location at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a beautiful place. We'll tell you more about what's happening here this week coming up, and take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.